Well, there's only one thing better than a CD performance or live performance of this individual is to actually go behind the scenes and see what's going on at a live recording session of the of Diane Reeves. And this is the case we're going to have right in a few moments here with the Live with the Jazz Cats series. Looks like we have a little bit of success today. And joining us in a moment here, in about 5 or 6 seconds, will be Leroy Downs, the host of the Live with the Jazz Cast show. So stay right here on For Locals Only. You listen to KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. I'm Gary Hamada.
Later that year, at the turn of spring, heaven sent angels down and gave grandma.
Well, this Tuesday, and that means that the Jazz Cat, Leroy Downs, is going to be with us here, and Live with the Jazz Cat show should be on the air in about 2 or 3 seconds. And let's go down to the studios of the live recording session of Diane Reeves with Leroy Downs, the host of the Live with the Jazz Cat show. Leroy?
Hey, Gary, how you doing?
No, terrific. Go, you take it away.
Man, it's a pretty exciting day here in North Hollywood, California. We're broadcasting live from the NRG studios in North Hollywood. I'm in the studio with Diane Reeves, Russell Malone, Jeff Keezer, Humero Lobombo. Oh, my goodness. Some other cats, man. I can't see everybody right now. But on the line right now, we're going to speak with first Mr. Russell Malone. We got Greg Hutchinson in the studio. But we're on with Russell right now. Hey, Russell.
Hey, Leroy. How you doing?
Very well. We've done this a few times before, man. Tell me about how you like the last feeling of this tune. You guys are just working everything out.
It's right in the pocket. It took us a while to, you know, to talk it down and get it together. But, you know, when you got good musicians who are on such a high level, all you got to do is just, you know, play that first note, and then the rest of the time just trust each other, and everything will do exactly what it's supposed to do.
Hey, man, it sounded so, so very good. The energy in the studio is very exciting. I know you guys have been working and fixing this piece, particular piece, for a while, and this last take just came out so well.
Oh, yeah, it came out well. And, you know, I have to say this, too. It really helps to have a producer like George Duke, somebody who's been out here in the game for a long time, and he's got such good ears. I mean, this guy could hear paint peeling off the walls. He hears everything. And it's good to have somebody there who can make the right suggestion just at the right time.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's as much a part of the band as anybody else, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I see we got George in the studio, and George is the producer of the project. So let's see if we can get George on the line.
Hold on 1 second. George, he wants you now.
Oh, okay.
Hey, now this is my good man, George Duke. Hey, George.
What's up, man? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. We're here, and the music is sounding so good, and I see you guys are working so, so very well, man.
Yeah, we're trying to make you proud.
You're making all these pieces come together.
Yeah, well, you know, it's wonderful working with my cuz, you know, cause there's, and all these great musicians, you know. It's a wonderful thing with guys that really can play and have a concept and know what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you got a bunch of great guys in the studio. I mean, Keezers. You got a new set of guys. You actually had earlier you had some other cats in the studio, and now this week we got a whole new band almost.
Yeah, pretty much the band she takes on the road, you know, with Greg Hutchinson and these guys, and Keezer is in here. You know, we are working on one of his arrangements right now. And, of course, Ruben Rogers, who's a great bass player, you know. So this is working this week.
It is working, man.
You hear it going on in the background.
It's going on. It is going on. Well, thanks, George.
All right.
I got Keys over there. Let's see if we can get Keezer on.
Okay. Well, Jeff.
And while Jeff's coming on, my man, Mr. Ruben Rogers. I got Ruben right here, but we'll put Jeff on in a second.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Rube, what's going on, man?
No, it's Greg.
Hey, Leroy. What's up, baby?
Man, we hanging out in the studio, and
who am I talking to?
This is, you're on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio.
Oh,
man.
I gotta watch my language then.
Cool, all right. Well, we've done this one time before, man, but this time we're coming live from the studio, and you just got in town to work with Diane for this particular session, right?
Yeah, actually, Greg and I just caught, it was not a red eye, but a late evening flight last night. We just came from Detroit Jazz Festival with Ron Blake, actually.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm sure you've had on your program.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we were at the Detroit Jazz Festival with him. We played at 4 o'clock or something like that. We've got the plane at 7:30. Be here this morning to make some good music.
Well, I wish I had known. I was right down the way in Chicago. I just got back from the Chicago Jazz Festival. I know they were both going on at the same time, man. Well, man, we're happy to have you in the studio, and I know you're a regular part of Diane's band. And how do you feel about laying down this new music?
Well, it's great. I mean, you know, in the past almost 6 years, Greg and I have been holding down the fort with Diane. It's, you know, it's good to now, you know, record. I think this is the third record that at least him and I are recording with her, and it's great to have such new faces and also old faces. We all know each other, and it's played in other contexts, but to come together and make a great, you know, hopefully a masterpiece, you know, for, you know, with Diane, it's gonna be special, definitely.
Absolutely. Hey, man, thank you, brother. All right, I see we got Keezer in the studio. Oh, actually, we got Greg Hutchinson right by the phone. Let's see if Greg can hop on the phone. Diane, can you get Greg on the phone?
Hey, what's up, Lori?
Gregory Hutchinson, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Very well. We are listening to KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. The show's called Live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM, KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. We've done this one time before, Greg,
but this
time we're right here in the studio, man. It's live. We're listening to the music that you just got through mixing. How do you feel about being in the studio with this group of cats?
Oh, man, it's great, man. You know, all friends and stuff, so... It's always easy when you're in the studio with friends. And as I was listening to Russell talk to you, as you said, with George and Jeff and Ruben and Hamel and everybody, it's just real easy, you know, and Diane. So we're having a good time here.
We are having a good time, and the music's coming together just like we like it as well.
That's right, that's right.
That's what it should be about, man. Is Diane close by?
Hold on one second.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, Diane.
How you doing?
I am well, and we are all well here at the studio today, and it's working out, isn't it?
It's really wonderful. I'm having so much fun. I always love coming together with friends and making good music. Everybody gives their heart and soul.
Yeah, that's what it's about. Mm-hmm. Well, I know you just got through working and fixing a track, and I just heard it. The last one just came out so wonderful.
Thank you so much.
And there's just so much happiness in the studio, and that really comes across in the music as well.
That's all I like. When we come in here, that's what I have to have.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how it has to work.
Yep.
All right. Well, wonderful. Is Mr. Keezer available?
Yeah, I think he's in the middle of trying to fix something.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. All right.
Well, I see he's fixing some
chunks. I can tell him to say hi.
Okay, if he's got a second.
Hi.
Hey, Jeff, it's Leroy.
Hey, what's happening, man?
How you doing, man? We're on the radio on KRML, man, just putting you on, and I know you've done some arrangements for this last piece, and just want to talk to you and see how you feel and everything is flowing.
Well, we're kind of in the thick of it at the moment.
And you're in the thick of it, making all the fixes, but the music is sounding wonderful, man. We just wanted to say hello.
Well, you know, the thing about Diane, she's doing what they call scratch vocals, which means most singers come in and they just sort of sing something and think they're going to fix it later, but her scratch vocals are usually better than most people's final product.
That's right. That's how we do it, right?
She's amazing.
Yeah, she is, man.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much, man. We appreciate it. I know you got to get back to work over there.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, Jeff. Bye. Take care. Well, there you go. We're here in the studio with all of these beautiful, beautiful musicians, and everybody's working hard trying to get everything together. And I appreciate Gary once again for you allowing me to be on the radio, this time live here in North Hollywood. The show is called Live with the Jazz Cat. My name is Leroy Downs, and you're listening to it on For Locals Only with Mr. Gary Hamadic.
Yeah. Leroy, how you doing?
Very well, my friend.
That was short and sweet.
Short and sweet. These guys are here, and they're busy.
Yeah, studio time costs a lot of money, I guess, too, right?
Studio time costs a lot of money, and we don't have much time to waste around here, so we can get these guys on when we can, and we just happened to work out perfectly. They just finished the tune, and they all came in the control room right around the time they were supposed to go on the air, so it really worked out wonderful.
Well, you know, it really gives us the flavor of a live recording session, and it seems like Diane Reeves does things a little differently than most artists, and in a sense, it just shows the confidence that she has in herself.
Well, there's a lot of love in the studio, and these guys have played with each other quite a few times, and sometimes in different configurations. We got Jeff Keezer in here, and he's arranged one of the pieces here that everybody just got through working on, and it's going to be special. I'm not going to tell you what's on the album yet, because they want that to be a surprise, but when you look for it, you would have heard it live right here in the studio, music in the making.
Well, you know, that is an absolute exclusive, and I appreciate it so much coming from the live recording session of Diane Reeves, and again, You know, you never cease to amaze me, Leroy. The Jazz Cat is the moniker you wear very well, and it seems as though the last one, you weren't going to get any better than in the living room of Diane Reeves at the time.
And now we're in the recording studio.
Yeah, and we're there before the album even hits the stand. So, again, thank you very much for sharing really a very, very rare and exclusive event. And that, again, with Russell Malone and Greg Hutchinson and Jeffrey Keyser and Ruben Rogers. And George Duke is the producer, huh?
George Duke is producing this one, and it's coming out well, man. He's a great cat to produce.
What a legend. What a legend. You know,
and a wonderful guy.
Yeah.
We call him Big P. Big Piano.
All right. Real good. Thank you again, Leroy. And I guess what we should just point toward your website for everybody that would like to get the archive version of this of any of the interviews held exclusively on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio on the For Locals Only show. And again, thank you, Leroy, for sharing so much.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me.
We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Take care.
Very good. Leroy Downs, the Jazz Cat, if you want more information, go to his website. That's www.thejazzcat.net, and you'll be able to get all the archived exclusive interviews held here on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. There are just all the jazz luminaries you can think of there. I will not even go into starting to name them. Just figure it's like who is not on the list type of thing. They are all on there. There are many of the people that will be at the Jazz and Blues Festival concerts, but also at the Monterey Jazz Festival. And, of course, Diane Reeves. This particular interview will be archived and also be there for your listening pleasure.